This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we have a special guest with us here on the program, and he's Braxton Garza, of course, from Adrian, and of course, appearing on the Voice right now and competing there. Braxton, it's so good to talk with you.
How we doing, Dale? Good to hear from you guys.
Oh, it's good to hear from you too, Braxton. Well, I mean, it's such a thrill to be able to have someone from Adrian that is appearing on The Voice and competing on there. But before we go any further on that, Braxton, let's find out a little about you. About how long have you been in music, and what got you started into music?
You know, I've been singing since I was a kid. I used to do talent shows throughout elementary school, and, you know, I really took a heavy interest as I got, you know, later on in life, you know, high school, early high school years, really started picking up the guitar and writing more and kind of starting to find my voice and, you know, kind of gain a little confidence over the years. But, yeah, I've been singing since I was a kid, man.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, and you've been performing around the Adrian area, too?
Recently, yeah, I actually just started getting into gigging around here. I wasn't fully confident in myself until these past couple of years, and up until probably the past year or so is when I really started gigging and gaining confidence to get on a stage in front of people and kind of show what I'm about.
Yeah. Well, what type of music do you like to do then, Braxton?
I enjoy country music. Country music is just something that, you know, everybody can relate to, and it's starting to become, you know, it's kind of making a comeback around here and really just kind of taking off. But I like to sing it all. You know, if I enjoy the tune, if I enjoy the melody of it, you know, I'll sing it.
Okay. Well, what got you motivated to go and to try to compete on The Voice, Braxton?
It was a confidence thing. You know, I really just kind of buckled down and told myself this is what I was going to try and shoot for, and, you know, lo and behold, I ended up on the big stage. It was really just a boost in confidence, and now, you know, another huge boost after being on it.
Well, you know, and the thing is that, you know, going through the process in order just to get on the show, Braxton, that had to be quite an accomplishment for you, too.
Oh, yeah, just a huge break, and, you know, there's a bit of anxiety, you know, kind of waiting to see if you know you're gonna be the one chosen to be on that stage, and, you know, just a lot of prep work and a lot of you know, kind of telling myself that this is what I want to do. And it's it's definitely a heavy anticipation and kind of, you know, nail biting situation, kind of waiting to hear back from anybody.
Yeah. Well, you heard back from the people at The Voice. And when you found that out, how did you feel?
Oh, I was ecstatic.
Yeah.
I called my sister, you know, called my mom and my closest friends, and, you know, kind of let them know. And I didn't believe it at first, if I'm being honest. It was kind of took me by surprise. But yeah, I was definitely very ecstatic and an overwhelming feeling, just surreal.
What was it like to, well, number one, I need to ask you, Braxton, the song that you chose to perform on The Voice, what made you choose that song?
You know, it pushed my limits. It kind of was able to showcase a range and vocal, but also, you know, I love the storytelling behind country music, and I love the emotion that goes behind it. And I felt like that song really was able to showcase that for me and be able to show a lot of different aspects of how I sing and how I want to be, you know, showcased as an artist, just really showing raw emotion and letting people feel what I'm feeling while I'm singing it, you know.
And I think that's what the judges were looking for too, Braxton.
Oh yeah. I think that was kind of in the ballpark right there.
Well, I mean, when you performed and you saw the people that turned around in their chairs, what were you thinking, or were you trying to keep that out of your head while you were performing?
I'm trying not to look at them. I in my head, I'm like, don't get thrown off if somebody turns. It's okay if nobody turns. You know, I still got to be on that stage and sing on that stage in front of these people. But, you know, just they tell you to you know, kind of keep your focus and you know stick through the song, but it is so hard when you're seeing superstars' faces smiling at you and just, you know, bobbing their head to you singing.
Oh yeah,
a very surreal feeling for sure.
What did it feel like when you saw Michael Bublé was the first one to turn around?
Oh, you can kind of see it in the video. I pointed right at him. Oh, it's awesome. It was just an incredible feeling to know that, you know, what I've been doing for so long, just here in Adrian, you know, is finally recognized by somebody of that stature. You know, it's amazing. It was an amazing feeling.
Yeah. And knowing that, now her name is escaping me at the moment, but she wanted you so bad as well.
Yeah, Kelsey Ballerini.
Yes, yes, Kelsey, yes. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it had to be a nice feeling to know that they were going to fight over you.
Oh, I was not expecting that at all. It's just, you're listening to these people talk about you and one wanting you, one's upset that they got blocked. And it's, again, just, I'm just trying to take it all in while I'm on stage. I still just, even throughout the whole thing, I couldn't even believe that I was on there the whole time.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, we're thrilled to death that you're on and that you're able to be part of the Michael Bublé team and to be able to represent, you know, not only the state of Michigan, but also, you know, to represent Adrian, Michigan. And it's nice to have someone like you to be able to represent the great city of Adrian. So this has got to be a dream come true for you, Braxton.
Oh, it really is, you know, and I'm getting so much love and here from the hometown, and you know, I have friends and family all over the country, and they're all tuning in. I definitely feel it. It is a very a positively overwhelming feeling.
So now that you got to be on Michael Bublé's team, you know, did it kind of give you an idea what to expect in the coming weeks to perform for the next show?
Yeah, I just kind of got to stay tuned in. You know, there's this show is about surprises, and you know, you just kind of got to keep watching. It's, you know, Bublé is an awesome guy, real, real good attitude. You know, just a goofy personality. You know, someone you enjoy hanging around and being around. But he's a really good coach, and he knows what he's doing. So,
well, that's great. We wish you the best, Braxton, and for you to go all the way. We're rooting for you big time here, not only here at WLEN, but I'm sure all across all of Lenawee County is rooting for you. So keep up the great work, and we're going to keep watching, Braxton.
Awesome, Bill. I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys so much.
Well, good luck. Good luck, my friend.
All righty. Thank you.
Braxton Garza from Adrian, who is now competing on The Voice here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.